Mikel, welcome to the Central Coast Mariners. How does it feel to sign with the Mariners?
Yeah, it's great. Good feeling. Great atmosphere. I'm surprised about the installation, but I spoke with my agent and my cousin before this. So they came here last week, so they told me only positive things about this club, and I'm very happy to be part of this.
How big of an influence was it to talk to your cousin and, you know, about coming to the Central Coast Mariners?
Yeah, I think he helped me to make my decision. Obviously, it's always better to be with someone you know you grew up with. So, and we also talked with some ex-players who are now in CNFC, like Sakonderson, Simon. So they all told us some good stuff about this club and the ambition that they have for the next one.
With Sydney FC, you went so close to winning that grand final against Melbourne Victory. Coming to the Mariners, what are your ambitions?
I think my ambitions are the same as when I came to Sydney FC. I had some ambition to be successful with the team. So the first year, like you say, we didn't win the grand final, unfortunately. The second one was a little bit more difficult for us. We had some couple of players left, very important for the team. And with the ACL also, so it was difficult to combine the both. So I think, yeah, I have the same ambitions, the same ideas when I came here. We really want success with the team, helping the coach to have a great season, helping the team and doing good, and playing first to be on the top six for the playoff, and then we will see.
For the fans and supporters who don't know a lot about your background, tell us a little bit about your playing history and where you were before coming to the A-League.
Oh, so I will start from the start. It's easier for me. I was born in Paris, born in France. So I make my school at Nantes. It's about like 3 hours from Paris. So that was my academy. After that, I went to Tours. It's a second league team. I played for 2 seasons there. Then I went to Slavia Prague in Czech Republic. So I will say like my real career start there, because we get qualification for Champions League. Then we played the Europa League the second year. And after that, I've been transferred to Hamburg in Germany. And after everything went quick, you know, after Hamburg, I went to Nuremberg. After I went to England, to Middlesbrough, then Fulham. Then I went to Holland. And after that, I came here in Australia. So I think I traveled a lot. I did a lot of country. And yeah, I'm very happy about what I achieved, because it helped me for the culture of different country and to see different philosophy, different people, and yeah, I'm very proud of it.
It's safe to say that you're a lot more experienced than some of the players that we have here at the moment. Do you think you'll be able to help some of those younger players with your experience?
I hope, because I'm here also to help the youngs to perform good, and I think the Mariners have some good youngs with good quality. Maybe they will need more experience. So me or Jackie, we will try to bring this to the team, helping the youngs to develop. And yeah, I'm looking forward for it.
With the time that you've spent in Europe, you've been in the A-League now for almost 12 months. How have you found the quality of football in Australia?
Yeah, the it's different than Europe. Like I think the difference is more like on the technically area, like physically they are ready, they can run all day, but then technically maybe they have to improve, and that's why I think I even talked with some players who are here since a long time, so they told me like year after year the A-League improve. So but yeah, there's a lot of good players, and if the people from overseas think it's easy to play here, They're totally wrong. It's very tough. Also with the heat, a lot of things are different. But it's very interesting. I'm happy to play in this country.